right now by Coon Rapids Bears. Chris, congratulations. Big win on the road tonight, 32-26 over Cam. Number one team in the state, you take them down. What an exciting game. I know you got off to a little bit of a rocky start, but boy, talk about persevering and hanging in there. Talk me through the game tonight, Coach.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. And, yeah, we started off behind the eight ball, 18-0 after the first quarter. The thing about this group of kids is they just never get down on one another. They stick together. We talk about it all the time, family, you know, this tight-knit group, and they persevered tonight. Come back in the second quarter, we get 13 points, just a couple crazy plays. We talked earlier, better to be lucky than good sometimes, but, you know, hard work pays off, and that's what that's all about, just never giving up and hard work. Just a broken-up play, you hit Joshua Ramirez. Peyton broke a tackle in the backfield, threw a pass to Joshua Ramirez for 64 yards to set up our first score, comes back and kicks the ball out of bounds, so they make a free kick, and they have a heck of a kick returner, the speaker kid, so I said, just squib it, and he squibs it down the middle and drills it off the front guy, bounces back at us, we recover, take that down and score, and then it was 18-13 at halftime. And, we just talked about the kids at halftime, you know, like we have all year, just, you know, believe and trust, you know, keep believing and keep trusting the process and one another. And they did that in the second half, and they just imposed their will on Cam. And we just ran the ball down the middle and nothing fancy and came out big. And, Gabe Overt had a huge 67-yard kick return at the end to seal the game for us. So it was just overall just a huge group win from top to bottom, and hats off to my assistant coaches too for, you know, just having the kids prepared.
Absolutely. You got to give me a little bit more on this, Chris. So you go on the road, you're playing a number one team in the state, you fall down 18-0. So what happened, what transpired there, you know, how did they score to get ahead like that?
Broke off, I think, the second play, maybe third play of the game for a 63-yard run. We had some missed tackles. Then they caught us on a trick play. I think it was a reverse pass that for 32 yards. Kid high-pointed the ball, made a heck of a catch over our receiver. And then they came down. I think they put a long drive together. I believe it was a long drive. Made them go the whole field, length of the field, to get the third touchdown on a run. But once again, like I said, too, just the kids stuck together, just – there was no bickering. I mean, we had some fumbles and calls not go our way. But, you know, they just kept their head screwed on and just did an excellent job.
You know, that's amazing. So you get down 18-0 on the road in a very critical game. You get it to 18-13 at halftime. What was your message in halftime then, Chris? Hey, we're back in this. We've got a chance to do this? Or, you know, what was the message to the team?
My message was that, you know, no one had any belief in us besides ourselves and, you know, and our fans. But, Cam, you know, didn't have any respect for us. They had the higher seed and, you know, they jump out 18 on us and they, you know, obviously thought they were the better team and rightly so. But, prove everyone wrong, you know, and the kids came out and did that, you know, and just play Crusader football, and that's just hard-nosed physical football, and the kids did that.
So you hold them to one score the second half. You had a big punt return, I know, a big score at the end there. What was your other scores there in the second half?
Clipperton had a 34-yard a bootleg run in for a touchdown, and then Eagle just – he had a 3-yard run, but he had, I think, like 60 yards for the night, and just physical, just kept pounding at them all night, made some great reads, great cuts, offensive line just wore them down and blocked their butts off all night for us. Gabe Overt actually had a punt return for a touchdown, too. It was huge and got called back for a holding call, so he had two big returns for us tonight, and only one shows up in the scores box, but, he's just a sophomore, just a great athlete. Works extremely hard, doesn't say boo. I should probably play him more on offense because he's so electric. But he's got Eagle in front of him, so it's hard to take Eagle out of the game. But kids just step in and fill in and do their role. And that's what I love about this team, and so much fun to coach them.
You know, I know when we talked last week after the Glidden game, I said, Coach, the one thing I really love about your team is that when the weather gets bad, you control a line of scrimmage, you run the ball, you pound it. It gets hard to throw the ball. I think I was one of the guys on your train and your bandwagon, and I liked your chances this week, Coach, because when it gets this time of year, the conditions change the game. And I think you guys are built for the playoffs. I'm excited for you.
Hey, I appreciate it. Our kids take pride in that. They've worked hard this summer, had, great success in baseball, and that's just carrying over and just trickling down. And just huge community support for this team. And it's just awesome to be part of it because these kids are just so much fun to coach, and I'm so dang proud of them.
So I get a peek ahead a little bit here. Now, you've got you're at Exira next week, right? And they got beat tonight 30-15 by Boyder Valley. So you, Cam, and Audubon right at the top. So it looks like there's going to be at least two, probably three playoff teams in there. So what's your message this week as you get ready for practice, and what are you hoping to transpire at the game next week, Coach?
It's just the same message we've had, one game at a time, business as usual. We're going to be rooting hard for Cam next week because we need them to knock off Audubon. We have a three-way tie for the district. And then based off of that, whoever has a higher RPI will host the playoff game, and I have a feeling that should be us. But it's just business as usual. We got to take care of what we can control, and that's go out next Friday night and take care of Exira. And they'll be ready to go. Coach Peterson's a good coach. He'll have them fired up. But our kids are playing for a lot, so it's going to be fun.
Once again, the final. Coon Rapids Baird goes on the road and comes out 32-26 over Cam Anita. Moves them to 5-1 in the district, 7-1 overall. Congratulations, Coach Chris Moore. Celebrate with the team tonight. Best of luck, and, hey, you're in the playoffs.
Hey, thank you so much. So much fun. Huge shout-out to all the fans that came. Like I told you before, I was hugging people left and right, kissing babies at the end. It was so much fun. So much fun to be a part of. And it couldn't be done without the support of all our fans and family members. So thank you for that, and go CRB.
Congratulations, Coach. Take care.
Thank you.